issued those directives, I believe that that was within their purview. In fact, if I had felt that that was not within their purview, and I had been asked by Chief Morales to look at them, I would have looked at them. I did look at them, obviously, but I did not receive any indication from Chief Morales that he was unhappy with those directives. But I felt that he would be given an opportunity to respond to those directives. The discussion surrounding this decision tonight was completely lacking in transparency. The action taken by the commission tonight was not good government. The FBC has spoken. The issue of public safety is bigger than any one person. We need a police department that will keep us all safe. That's what Milwaukeeans deserve. Tomorrow morning, Chief Brunson will be sworn in as acting chief. I will be working with him and others to make sure that we do everything we can to reduce crime in this city. That is what our residents deserve and expect. Again, I am not happy with what happened tonight at all. I am angry with what happened tonight because what the commission did was essentially, at the last possible minute, amended the hearing notice and took this action tonight. Chief Morales should have been given an opportunity to respond. At the same time, I understand some of the frustration because rather than responding to the directives, he spent 2 weeks on a PR campaign. And clearly, that angered the commissioners as well. But what we need in this city now more than ever is we need a fire and police commission that is respected by our citizens, and we need a police department that is respected by our citizens. I'm going to work to continue to do everything I can in my power to restore the transparency to this process, and to restore the respect that's needed in the Fire and Police Commission, as well as our police department. Thank you very much.